Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signed an executive order to send the Arizona National Guard to the U.S.-Mexico border. It comes 1 week after Hobbs sent a letter to President Joe Biden asking him and Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas to send in National Guard troops to reopen the Lukeville port of entry. The port closed last week.
Gang, you've heard it said, truth is stranger than fiction. And nothing signifies that more than this story. None other than the notorious Katie Hobbs has just turned on Joe Biden. She's throwing him under the bus as she, a Democrat, is sending National Guard troops to the southern border. Gang, wait until you see what's really going on here. This is going to blow your mind. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So if you haven't done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Now, if you had earlier told me that Katie Hobbs, who was the corrupt Arizona Secretary of State who counted her own opponent's votes for the governor's race, if you told me that she, of all people, would be taking drastic steps to secure our southern border, I'd be looking for some oceanfront property in Arkansas to sell you. I'd see you as the most gullible person on the planet. There is no way. There is literally no conceivable way in which Katie Hobbs, crooked Katie, would ever seal the border against Biden's wishes. And lo and behold, we are waking up today, starting our week, to news that crooked Katie has done just that. It's being widely reported that after sending an official letter to bumbling Biden, calling on him to send troops to the border to stop the unprecedented chaos of migrants illegally crossing, a request that, of course, went unanswered by Sleepy Joe and his deliberately incompetent administration, Katie Hobbs took matters in her own hands. She officially signed an executive order deploying National Guard troops stationed in Arizona to its southern border. In a statement over the weekend, Hobbs said, quote, "With this executive order, I am taking action where the federal government won't. Despite continued requests for assistance, the Biden administration has refused to deliver desperately needed resources to Arizona's border." And so she's doing it herself. She is openly defying bumbling Biden's orchestrated border chaos and looking to bring it to an end. And in doing so, Hobbs is basically mirroring what Governor Greg Abbott is doing in Texas. As many of you know, several weeks back, Governor Abbott formally invoked Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which gives the right to every state to actually declare war if they're being invaded or are in imminent danger. He formally declared that Texas was indeed being invaded, and as such, Abbott deployed the Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and local law enforcement to man the border. And astonishingly, he's now being joined by Crooked Katie, a Democrat in Arizona. Now, what on earth is going on here? Why is Crooked Katie acting like a Republican, doing what Carrie Lake would have done had Crooked Katie not been in charge of counting her votes? Why is Katie Hobbs throwing Biden under the bus? Well, let's just say it's some really good news. Just like gold prices. Have you seen what's been happening with gold lately? It's skyrocketed. Gang, the world is returning to gold and silver. And that means there's simply never been a better time to get into gold and silver than right now as we speak. And that's why I partnered with the amazing company Goldco, because I know the patriots there are ready to help you and guide you at a time just like this. So go ahead, click on that link below right now and get your very own gold and silver kit absolutely free. It's right. This gold and silver kit shows you how to get into precious metals tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or a 401k. And get this, gang, you may already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you they're patriots just like us, and they're here to help. So whatever you do, don't wait until it's too late. Defend your financial freedom by clicking on that link below right now and getting your free gold and silver kit today. I think Larry Schweikert is right that the Democrat Party is actually seeing not one but two civil wars breaking out within their ranks. Now, interestingly, we've been tracking with both of these civil wars for weeks now on this channel. So, of course, you've got the civil war between pro-Palestinian progressives and pro-Israeli liberals. This is a fallout from the Israeli-Hamas war that is absolutely devastating to Biden's re-election efforts. I mean, we talked a couple of weeks back about how Muslim Americans who were instrumental in Biden's election back in 2020, they are officially abandoning Brandon in droves. Literally days back, Muslim leaders from several battleground states gathered together in Dearborn, Michigan, to officially launch an organized national campaign to ensure that Biden loses 2024, precisely because of his staunch support for Israel in the Israeli-Hamas war. Michigan is a must-win for Biden. It's a swing state. Trump won Michigan in 2016, and it just so happens to have the highest Muslim population of any state, and they're now actively organizing to make sure Biden loses in 2024 in retaliation for his unwavering support of Israel. So you got that civil war going on inside the Democratic Party. But another one has erupted within Democrat rank and file as well, and that's the increasing frustration and anger among particularly black urban voters over the growing problem of illegal migrants being dumped into their cities. No one has been more critical of Biden's open border policies than Democrat Mayor Eric Adams of New York. Illegal migrants are literally overrunning the city, taking up 50% of all hotel vacancies. But it's not just Adams and it's not just New York. Residents in Chicago are up in arms against their radical Democrat mayor because they perceive him to be showing far more attention and care to the scores of illegals coming into Chicago at the expense of Chicago's residents. Check this out.
All these resources that have not come to us, now you want to overly compensate for people who never lived here before, and they need to be taken care of first and foremost before anything else happens here.
Why would any leader put our black communities already riddled with crime at further risk by placing unvetted non-taxpayers steps away from our seniors, our children, and our homes we've worked so hard on our own to secure?
Beautiful. We are at war, people. Our communities are at war. They are violating our communities, and we asking that we have, we across the country, we asking and we're demanding for Office of Black America, whatever you want to call it, to deal with issues like this.
I did get placed on a wait list, but I was told that the immigrants were taking priority. And that's a story that a lot of people don't know, and it just, it hurt me. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I understand we need to be humanitarian, but these people are, that my participants are third and fourth generation Chicagoan, born, bred, fed, and raised here. My grandmother, Mayrella Carrington, rest in peace, always said, Craig, charity starts at home first, and then it go abroad.
Gang, what you're seeing there is another civil war fomenting within the Democrat Party. And Arizona's Katie Hobbs, of all people, is reading the writing on the wall and saying, with her latest executive order, bumbling by in the pro-open borders crowd are going down, and I don't plan to go down with them. I've worked too hard to watch my administration implode over the very same issue that's bringing Biden down. And so I'm going to distance myself as far as I can from bumbling Biden on this issue. Gang, let me say this simply. There is no more decisive victory for a political issue than when it becomes pre-political or meta-political. When an issue is agreed upon firmly by both parties, that issue has become meta-political or pre-political. In other words, it's a prerequisite for either party to win among their voters. Gang, it looks like we're seeing precisely that when it comes to border security. Voters in both parties see what they had under Trump, a secure border. They're seeing now what the chaos under Biden. And even Democrats now want Trump back. They want his secure border. They want a wall. And if the polls play out in 2024 the way they look right now, we're going to get that wall. once and for all. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.